You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we talk to a sports writer who will give us a preview of the 2018 Milwaukee Brewers season. Right now, bringing down prescription drug costs continues to be a priority for many lawmakers, especially after drastic price increases for generic medications that a lot of people rely on. Those spikes, which many say amount to price gouging, can make drugs unaffordable for the people who need them. A new bill in Wisconsin looks to fight price gouging through the state's Department of Justice. The Democratic bill would give the Attorney General more power to discourage price increases by pharmaceutical companies. Senator Dave Hansen is an author of the bill. He's a Democrat representing the state's 30th Senate District in the Green Bay area. Senator Hansen, welcome to Central Time.
Well, it's great to be on, and I also wanted to mention that Jimmy Anderson from Fitchburg is the Assembly author. We had a great press conference last week with Dr. Nikki Marikas, and who feels the price gouging is hurting her patients, and a young lady, Courtney Waller, spoke about how her daughter's health is threatened and basically even her life because of the increases in generic and off-patient drugs.
Let's follow up on that before we get to the details of the bill. What problems are you seeing when it comes to increases in these prescription drug costs?
Well, a 2016 GAO report, the Government Accountability Office, pretty reliable, found that one in five generic drugs had an extraordinary price increase of at least 100%. 48 generic drugs had price increases by 500%, and 12 generic drugs had price hikes over 1,000%. And these are drugs we're talking about, Albuterol for asthma medication went up tremendous amount, 4,000%. Doxycycline, a medication for bacterial infections, spiked 8,281%. And Pravastatin for heart conditions jumped 573%. To me, this is just not acceptable. We want to give the authority to the Attorney General to say, hey, let's look at this price gouging. In the end, it's going to kill people. We've got to do what we can to make these more affordable. The whole idea of off-patent and generic drugs was to control costs. And now you have some pharmaceutical companies, and there are a lot of good ones out there, but these bad ones are really taking advantage of the situation, and they're doing it basically because they can.
As I understand it, in most of these cases, there's only one company producing a particular medication, and either they raise the prices or they get bought out, and then the new company raises the prices. Is that right?
Right. I think there is no competition, and as a result, these life-saving drugs are being manipulated by, you know, people that are doing this in an unscrupulous way and predatory way, and it is a sad situation. Like I said, Ms. Waller that spoke, you know, the disease is Timothy's disease, and without these lower-priced generic drugs, she will not survive. She has no cure for this disease, and she just needs to have reasonable pricing. And if there is a reason for prices to go up, that's included in the whole plan for the Attorney General to keep that in mind. So we're not accusing all pharmaceutical companies of doing this, but the ones that are really abusing the situation, and they're hurting a lot of people.
Talking to State Senator Dave Hansen, co-author of a bill that would give the Attorney General some powers to try to keep prescription drug prices from going up at rapid rates. And let's get into Senator Hansen and what this legislation does. What powers does it give to the Attorney General?
The Attorney General would have the authority, and first of all, he could request a manufacturer to submit a statement within 45 days that, and this is what the details are, itemizes components of the cost of producing the drug, identifies the circumstances, the timing of any increase in material or manufacturing costs, identifies the circumstances and timing of any expenditures made to expand access to the drug, any other info deemed relevant by the manufacturer. In other words, to prove that these drug price increases are necessary, and if they're not, then the Attorney General's got to step in and stop the price gouging or compel a corporation to justify these large rate increases. So basically, that's what we're trying to do. We want a committee hearing on this bill, and we hope to pursue this issue in the 2018 Attorney General campaign if Attorney General Schimmel doesn't want to act on this.
Have you heard from Attorney General Schimmel? Have you consulted with him on the idea of giving him this power?
Well, we had a lot of press last week, and we have heard nothing yet. Of course, we want to bring the bill forward. We would like to get his support, so maybe that's the next step to see. I know Maryland has done this, so that's a state where they've been successful in making sure that no patient will be denied these critical medications because they're too expensive. So they can do it. Wisconsin can do it. We just have to have the will. And we will be working with Attorney General Schimmel if he will react to this. We haven't had much success dealing with high cost of pharmaceutical prices and holding the manufacturers actually accountable. So we've got hope, and if not now, maybe in the next session. But I think this is something that's totally getting out of control, and people aren't going to survive because of it.
Now, people might say, okay, yeah, the market isn't working right now to keep these prices down. But eventually, if the prices are that high, another company will come into the market, and this problem will solve itself in the long run. We don't need the state coming in and setting market conditions for drugs. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say that 4,000% increases or 8,000% increases or even pravastatin for heart conditions jumping 573%. As I said before, the whole idea of generic or off-patent patent drugs was to control the cost so people wouldn't be priced out of the marketplace to buy these products. And now, you know, they go off-market, and they're still using a situation where they can do it, but they're hurting a lot of people, and we got to try to stop it without a doubt.
Now, you authored this, as you said, with a Democratic colleague in the Assembly. Republicans have the majority in both chambers. Have you heard anything about possible bipartisan support for this idea?
Our goal always is to get bipartisan support, but this bill really does make a lot of sense. It should become law, and we should get these unscrupulous companies that are charging or overcharging because they can. We've got to stop them. So whatever we got to do, if we can get a public hearing and maybe the Attorney General can be there to speak to it, that'd be great. If not, we're going to keep pushing this, and maybe it will be an issue going forward in November of 2018 in the AG race, because this really does make sense.
This idea of the companies having to justify their price increase, it seems like there could be some gray area in that. They could fiddle with the accounting a little bit and justify just about any kind of price increase. Do you worry that that would lead to just, you know, getting bogged down in the legal system then?
Well, I'm just saying that there's no reason for them to be increasing these high percentages. As the doctor said, it's hurting her patients. I mean, when this drug goes generic or off patent, the whole idea was that was going to control the cost. And, you know, they can make up excuses, but if you really look at it, they're going to have to prove that what they're doing, you know, the manufacturing of it or whatever I had mentioned before, all the other issues, they're going to have to prove it. You know, any other info deemed relevant by the manufacturer, they're not just going to say, okay, we're going to raise it 8,000% or 500%. We're going to have to prove that the cost has gone up that much, and we have a right to do this. And we've seen some other incidents of people abusing the pharmaceutical interest. And it, to me, we just have to do whatever we can to make it work for people in this state. And eventually in this country, pharmaceutical companies are taking over. You know, we had the opportunity back in the early 2000s to produce a plan called the Senior Care, where we work together in a bipartisan way, where we provide low-cost drugs for our seniors. The only state in the union that does that. We did that in a bipartisan way. And as I mentioned at the press conference, I'd like to see this happen in a bipartisan way, because this is about making a difference in people's lives.
Are you hoping to see some action at the federal level on these issues?
We always are. I mean, if they can do it. But right now they're bogged down with a lot of other stuff. And, you know, there's certain things that just have to happen to treat people well. And I think, you know, when we're talking about the co-op that puts this on, Healthcare for All, I think it really is what we have to be looking at. We have to provide affordable health care for more people in our state, in our country. And one of the biggest keys is controlling the cost of pharmaceutical products, because they just are outrageous. And the ones that I've mentioned, approved by the Government Accountability Office, they are way, way out of whack, and they should be controlled. If they have a reason for doing it, it makes sense. You know, we can litigate it, but the Attorney General sure as heck can figure it out that those large increases just are not reasonable.
And Senator Hansen, as we wrap up, the legislative session is all but over right now. Are you hoping that it's still this still gets a committee hearing during this current session?
We always keep hope. We will be in session on March 20th. Supposed to be the wrap-up day for us to take up 260 bills. But I would like to see us try to follow through on this if we have to work on it this summer, this fall, and hopefully in next session if we can move it now, because this is something that has to be dealt with before we lose more and more people that just can't afford off patent or generic drugs. It just does not make any sense that companies are getting away with this.
Senator Hansen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us. And remember, this is just an essential issue for the future of the people in the state.
Senator Dave Hansen is a Democrat representing the state's 30th Senate district, including Green Bay. He's the author, co-author of a new bill that would give the state's attorney general more power to contest price increases for generic prescription drugs.